Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Davey Lopes. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra bunts towards the mound. Ruthven fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Backman steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Backman moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Sandberg moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lopes. Foster reaches second base with a double. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball four. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to second. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Say moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopes hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lopes. Darling reaches second base with a double. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Darling moves to third. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darling scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg catches it and throws to second with Bauer covering, to double up Backman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. One out. Ronce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Say moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-0 in the game. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana misplays the ball. That's an error on Santana. Say scores. Davis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis scores. Ruthven moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopes takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruthven. The throw from Carter and he is out, Knight applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Darling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lopes who is chasing the ball. Strawberry reaches third base with a triple. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer throws to second for 1, and Sandberg throws to first, and Hebner drops the ball. Strawberry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Howard Johnson pinch runs for Ray Knight. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Say strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Darling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Meredith now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Backman steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Darling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods pinch hits for Ron Meredith. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lopes takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Lopes moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Gary Woods now playing left field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lopes. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Rafael Santana. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to third. Say moves to second. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Chris Spear pinch hits for Thad Bosley. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Danny Heap now playing left field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear bunts towards first. Hernandez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hernandez. Hebner scores. Say scores. Davis moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez catches it and steps on first to double up Spear. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lopes. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lopes strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dernier pinch hits for Lee Smith. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazier covering, for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger McDowell now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 4 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Lake pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.